What's good, guys? It's Four Quarters. I'm Eric. We got Shad, Sam, and Sanjay. What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
What's good, y'all? What's
going on, folks?
Sanjay, you all right? You good, bro?
I'm good. How's everyone doing?
Good, man. We got an action-packed episode. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything today, guys.
All right.
I guess before we do that, man, we got college football, man. Let's start with, the state of Mississippi State. Oh, God. God damn. Oh, fuck. We get whooped, man. We got whooped, man. We been getting ass whooped. Toledo broke my heart. That game broke my heart.
I like talking on this one just a little bit, bro. Just a little bit. I ain't upset. I ain't surprised. All I want to see from State each week is a little bit of improvement. If I can get that, I'm happy. I think we played Texas very well last week for what we had.
We needed y'all there, man.
So, I'm all right where we are. Honestly, looking at recruiting, we look like we're tearing up the recruiting. Kind of just jump right into it. Absolutely tearing up. Dude, we had the top four. I know this may not mean nothing, but the top four national JUCO players are all coming to State.
Hell yeah.
That do mean something, bro.
So we got literally the top four, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So I thought that was pretty good. And they're all number ones at their position. So
I about to say, do you know what position they are?
Hold on. Let me go to this.
I think one is a D line from Georgia.
Yeah, one is a D line. Hold on, man. Let me go to IG because like I follow this page called I guess it's shameless plug for them. I don't know if I should do that or not, but it's called Dog Recruit. Let's see here. Or was it one? Or was it on their Instagram page? Not IG.
Oh man, too late. Yeah. You're taking too long, man.
Go ahead.
But it was just one of the things. It's good to see State. Like, we're trying. We're growing.
All right, let's be honest. Here we go. We haven't talked this whole football season. Do y'all really look at that? Let's be honest, man. Y'all really look at that Toledo game and say, oh, we tried?
Hell no.
Nah. Okay.
I'm more disappointed, dude, because if that defense would have showed up in those first – two to three games, we would have at least won, you know, two of those games, you know.
Boy, but we had to play comeback against all these teams we played.
Yeah.
Shad over there being fucking optimistic. We don't look good at all.
Man, I'm disappointed because I talked all that shit and they make me look bad.
It's not optimism. I know State is bad, right? I'm just trying to see. Glass half full, where are we? Dude, I went to the game. We're undersized. I know all this stuff. We're undersized. We're really young. Like, what else do you expect from people that are young? These are all freshmen and, like transfers that came off here in their first year in a program. It's Lovey's first year. Like, I understand that, man.
I'm just saying there was a little expectation against the non-SEC conference games, all right? That's all I'm saying. You can't be a 30-point favorite against Toledo and lose, bro.
Yeah. Right? I, damn, I, I, I,
You got the fuck beat out of you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's a little different, all right?
Yeah, whoever bet on Toledo in that game got paid. Because, man, look, I'm going to keep it real, y'all. Look, I think some of us on this call, Sanjay, was a little too overly over the moon about this football team. And some of us had some more realistic expectations about Mississippi State football going into this season. And I can't remember our picks. And so I can't remember the picks, but I knew. I was like, bro, we ain't making a bowl game this year. Like, no, this team.
We're not making a bowl game.
Yeah, we weren't going to make bowl game.
I'm still optimistic like Shad, though. What I saw in that Texas game, if we see that play again and better play from the QB or more trust, I see at least – I said like 8 wins, so maybe 7. 7-6.
Every time we talk, you lose the game. We lose the game. Stop it, bro. Nah, you're doing too much.
I don't know. Maybe 5 games. I think maybe 5 games, the worst case.
There you go. 5 games.
Have you seen the rest of the schedule?
Dude, we
played pretty good.
Bro, we got it.
Two things I see good. Defense was playing better against Texas, you know, a really great offense, and we lost a lot of our secondary players, and we got a running game. I think if the QB play can just become a little bit better, we can at least win some games, you know.
But that's
we're not going to go on a losing streak all the way.
Yes, we are. Sanjay, he's a true freshman, and that's the thing you got to take into account. This boy, he's playing SEC football for the first time, and he's a true freshman. So it's going to be an ugly learning curve
against a top 10 defense.
Wait a minute, you talking about in Texas?
Yeah, he was moving the ball. We had a couple of drops, dude. 2 deep plays. The game was a lot closer than people think. We had two huge drops. That's true, but there's two takes on that game.
But hold on, I'm going to say this about our wide receivers. They suck. Playing out.
No, we got some good wide receivers.
No, we don't. I mean, they can't catch Nicole in Antarctica.
I mean, they did have some drops.
I watched Safers put a ball in a man's hands and he still dropped it. Three or four times.
Let me make one point on this.
They can't catch a cold, man. Don't sit here and say that. Like, they can't.
This goes to your point. Let me just say this. I think it's just like there's no team chemistry because it's so young and different players. So, like, you know, wide receivers will be good, but then the O-line doesn't hold the, you know, pressure, or, you know, the QB gets sacked. I mean, it's just like everything isn't working as a team. And I think that's, like, the bigger issue.
Man, I'll be honest with you. State's offensive linemen are undersized. Their defensive linemen.
Nah, they're big, dude. Like, they're 323.
Sanji, I sit there in the stadium and watch them come out and play Florida. They are undersized.
Dude, how much rushing yards? How many? You don't have over 150 rushing yards against Texas. And you're undersized. We were moving them, dude.
Yeah, but we weren't scoring, which was the problem. So, yeah, like I said, it was not scoring, which was the problem. Because I'll be honest, that game, that Texas game was a better game defensively. I was watching the game, and I was like, bro, ain't no way I would have thought we'd be in this game like within a touchdown in the second quarter. And I'm like, but the offense could not move the ball. It was just like, it was a punt fest that whole first half. And
I think we need to open up the offense.
Probably so, Sanjay, but I think maybe because he's a freshman, maybe because the freshman quarterback is still so relatively fresh and maybe he doesn't have a full grasp of the playbook. I don't know what it is. I agree with you,
Sanjay. Man, you don't got nothing to lose now, man.
He came in early, man. I think he doesn't have a grasp of the playbook yet, and they're just trying to, like, slowly, like, like, you don't want to put him out there to, like, You want to build his confidence. Let him – he got a touchdown. Let him throw the ball just a little. Let the running backs do their job, right?
Yep.
If you get close, you get close. If you don't, you don't. You really just want to give him encouragement and, like, see positive plays for him. You don't want to throw him out there and he throws a big play and you cut his confidence down. Like, that's something you don't want. He's going to make mistakes. You're just trying to keep him from making too many mistakes. This is SEC football.
And you can say he didn't. You say no interceptions.
Is it SEC football?
What is it, one bad snap? Huh?
Is it SEC football? What I've been seeing lately is a lot of Big 12 football.
Like Mac football out there today. Yeah,
I've been seeing a little bit of everything out there. I haven't been seeing no SEC football, guys. I've been seeing. Yeah, like prime example, even the Bama Georgia game last week. Yeah. What was the defense? You know what I'm saying? There was no effort. That's not SEC football.
But you know what? You think about Alabama, like even Saban switched his game up. He went from defense to offense. Realizing the game.
But
we still need defense.
But damn.
But we'll see, man. I don't think Mississippi State's going to win another game the rest of this season. Because them out of conference games, we needed though. Those were like I think I was counting on those as sure wins, and we didn't get them.
Wait, so, we got out of conference game, don't we?
Huh?
We got one more out of conference game.
One more, but I don't think, man.
Who are we playing for that game?
Like Eastern Kentucky or something.
Man, I hope we can at least get a dub.
I'll tell you, yeah. Because the rest of the schedule,
I thought we already played them.
I'll take 2 weeks.
Y'all, look, I said this. I said, y'all, we the worst SEC team out there. I said, we worse than Vanderbilt, y'all. Vanderbilt could come out there and beat.
Hold on. Don't do Vandy like that.
They ain't saying that. We still got to play UMass.
Vandy has been the doormat of the conference in college football for the past 15 years. And
SEC conference.
I think that goes without being said. We're talking about like the conference. We're talking about our conference. I ain't talking about like in college football. I'm talking about in our conference. That goes.
There's gonna be a couple of pride wins. You gotta win a couple of wins based on pride. Pride gotta kick in.
Hey man, pride got thrown out the door and we lost to Toledo. That was a pride game.
That was at home.
That's when you got kicked, you know, now you gotta fight back and show who you really are.
Fuck that! Nah. You should have did that when you came out of the door. You should have put your foot on Toledo's neck, and never came off of it.
But how about this? Besides the defense, we were kind of competitive against Florida and Texas, at least on one side of the ball, one or the other.
Competitive against Florida, I'm not gonna lie. I went to that game.
Scheme hurts in that one.
We look competitive.
But there's like penalties and other shit.
The scheme cost us, man. The scheming too.
So I had problem with some of the play calling a little bit, like early when Lubby calls, like the swing passes for the run. Instead of just running the ball, you do a swing pass and you lose yards, man. Like that's like shit like that bothers me. Like, yeah, I get you trying to get your best players out on the edge and like. But when they're not blocking, right, there's an issue there. So, like, something, you got to at least try to run the ball. And, like, every fucking – the first quarter was, like, this little dunk pass out to the left, dunk pass out to the right, behind the line of scrimmage. And it just wasn't, like, the wide receiver screens. And
it's the same – it's all underneath. Like, you got to stretch the defense out. You got to push the ball. They know what was right. coming. They like, they're going to dump it Florida, off and they're going to tackle them right there.
Florida was putting them in the box, you know what I'm saying? So they weren't really, like, worried about it because they saw what they were doing. Now, what happens, man, now what I did like is, like, in the second and third quarter, like, Lovey started to, like, open up the playbook, like, going deep a little bit. So, like, you got to have that vertical stretch at some point in the game, right? Mm-hmm. It helps out the run. And then if you throw in a little wide receiver screens, a little dump passes like that, that's all cool and dandy. That's great. But okay. You got to stretch the fields. You got to stretch it.
In some nations.
You got to stretch to the left. You got to stretch to the right. You got to stretch that mug.
Okay. In some nation, I got to say this. Like, just combine, like, the Florida passing game and the Texas running game and the defense. And I think you can at least compete to win, have a chance to win at least some games.
Yeah, defense
okay, really good. Put it all together.
I will say that. I agree. The defense did look way better at Texas. Fucking. I thought them fucking fans were going to give us hell over there. But they didn't. They were nice. I didn't even get to do it. I did this one time. I got to do that one time.
Were you surrounded by Texans? Or were you at, like, the state
fair? Hell yeah, man. It was a few. No, there was a few state fans there. We went into a bar and shit. One bar had a state flag flying. I said, "Oh, okay."
Interesting.
So it felt good, man. It felt real good. So are y'all so with the freshman QB and the coaching, how are y'all feeling? I feel like what I was saying at the Texas game, I still feel like Van Buren is trying to learn the offense still. And so that's the reason why he wasn't really pushing the ball and getting the ball out there. It felt like he was still trying to grasp at Lebby's offense. And honestly, man, I'm going to be real with y'all, man. The only question I have about Lebby, I'm real good with, man. I just felt like the quarterback he could have brought with him, Shapen, I mean, I looked at his stats at the beginning of the year. He hadn't won anything. He hadn't been a good, he'd been like completion percentage wise, yeah. But record wise at Baylor, he was not that good, bro.
He wasn't that guy, huh?
Was he ever part of that
playoff run team? I wonder if he got missed one year.
Huh?
No.
No.
Was he ever part of that
team? No. Nah, he hadn't really won any place he went. He's put up numbers, but he hadn't won. He hadn't been part of a winning program. I'll just put it that way. I'm not saying his stat numbers look good, but like he ain't been part of a winning culture nowhere. He's been. I think he's been to Baylor. I think he went one more other place.
And the thing I'm always tell y'all something, man. Like, yeah, unless you're getting these good quarterbacks. Now, I'm going to tell you. If we had got one of them, you know how Texas had like three quarterbacks. They had Ewers. They had the black guy, Malik, who went to, I think he went to like Duke or something. Then they had Arch. Like, unless you're getting a situation like that where you have three really talented quarterbacks, when you get these quarterbacks that are coming in from, like, the transfer portal, it's always something to worry about. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion.
Man,
it's either a UNLV issue where they want their money and they're trying to get their money, so they're going somewhere to get their money. It's like, this whole NIL thing has changed the whole landscape. So it's like, are we paying for their name or are we paying for their play? You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
Are we paying for where the fuck they came from?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to tell you, Nick Saban said something last week on game day. He said there's a reason why they're in the portal. And I was like, ooh.
Exactly. I agree. I totally agree. And I just feel like, I mean, same exact item. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you who I compare it with. When Leach came and he brought that Tommy kid, that tall ass white boy. The boy had an arm, but then a few games later, he was done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think his name was like Tommy Stevens or something like that.
Something. Yeah, he was done.
So
he got lucky. I know we don't.
Yeah, one good game. And with over it, you know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. We in praise of what's the white boy we had that said Washington now. And they're doing pretty well.
We could have kept Will Rogers. We need
Will Rogers, bro. Will Rogers is doing well at Washington right now.
Didn't they just lose to what you call it last week?
Oh, yeah, in a tough game.
Yeah, they lost.
They did. I didn't know.
It wasn't even a high scoring game. It was like 14-17. Anyway, I'm sorry, man. Not to derail you.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Let's pivot that. Let's use that to pivot that. Hey, guys. Playoffs jumped to 12 teams. The teams y'all named at the beginning of the year. Who y'all got? The playoffs. What are y'all looking at? Contender-wise, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here for me. I've never been about the Tide, but after watching that game last week, the talent that Alabama has, a lot of people were like, "Oh, is Nick Saban?" Now the board has been doing all right. They might be the team to beat in the nation. They're probably the team to beat the nation. I don't really see.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to. I mean, I don't really watch. We don't get to watch Ohio State like that down this area.
Nah.
And I haven't really seen Ohio State too much this year.
Has anybody watched any Big Ten football? Because they got schools like Rutgers are undefeated. IU's undefeated. They have a couple of teams. I'm like, really?
Oregon's undefeated. Yeah, I watched Oregon last night.
Is Oregon that good? Like at number six, are they that good? Like you legit think
Dylan Gabriel, old ass, actually has a good game.
Yeah, so they
actually have a good game. Huh? Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, that's a good point, DC. So Oregon actually had their early preseason voting had Oregon and Ohio State playing in the Big Ten championship this year. So I think the expectation is that Oregon's actually going to be – it's supposed to be actually a really good team coming out of the Big Ten. And have they're planning to have big success this season in the Big Ten conference. So, yeah. So I'd say that, Shad, to answer your question. Yeah, they're supposed to be that good. And then, DC, to your point, you're right, man. Alabama looked really good, man. I think that Georgia game said something. You know, their defense kind of fell through. But offensively,
They just have so many skill players.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they put up 28. I guess you can kind of look at the game logistically and be like, man, okay, Alabama put up 28 points in the first quarter and then only really managed to put up another, what was that, like another 6 points or something like that in the second half. And that allowed Georgia to come all the way back and send the game in the overtime or come all the way back.
Hold on a second. I'll be honest. That second half, the reason they scored was literally play calling. They were playing really, really conservative. They didn't really start. They didn't really start to play again until the fourth quarter. When like they were trying to like open up the offense. Before that, they were playing really conservative, running the ball, you know, three downs. If they didn't get it, they'll punt it. They're playing field position. Like, they weren't playing aggressive. Had they had stayed on Alabama, on Georgia's neck, but I don't think that would have happened.
I don't disagree.
They didn't want to risk it, though.
I don't think that would have happened, man. And Ryan Williams.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, that boy's something nasty, dog. He's something nasty. And the crazy thing, he's 17.
Yeah, man, that's unreal, man. That is unreal. That kid is unreal.
He made where he tipped that dunker up, kept his eye on it, caught it, did a little step back, and went around. Boy.
Yeah, he does. For a wide receiver, he has some game-changing swagger.
Yeah,
I will say that, man.
You know what? It feel like
I've never seen. Yeah, it's not trying. It's like, and you can see, like, this is the first time as a wide receiver. Like, all right, you had Calvin Johnson, he was big, and you could just throw it up. You had Randy Moss, he just had the technique, right? Yeah. This is the first time I can look at a wide receiver while I'm watching them play, and I can see like the creativity. This motherfucker got some creativity. Catching the ball, mid spinning to catch the ball, dropping, spinning again, stopping, running. What the fuck is going on? I'm like,
he did that pirouette. He did that little pirouette on the sideline. Did a little pirouette. DC called it a spin. I call it a pirouette. That's this mug I had doing ballet on me.
No, for real, bro.
It's
just a pirouette.
Hold on, I want to say this other thing. His spatial awareness. Or where he is on the field, I don't think I've seen that. Like that catch that he caught that got one Alabama
game
was literally right on the edge of the sideline, and like I just feel like his spatial awareness of the field. I feel like
he was Mr. Football for Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know about Chad. He might be the set. I don't know, because Marvin Harrison Jr. last year, that motherfucker was unstoppable until he got hurt. You think about Ohio State was going to run Georgia through if Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't get hurt. That they could not stop that boy. And, you know, Williams kind of remind me, like, he has the same playmaking ability like that, like to be a game changer. I don't know if he's quite there yet, but I think he's getting there. He might be there by the end of the year or in another few games. But, I mean, it's clear. Like, he is a young kid. Think about it, this kid's still supposed to be in high school. And he's out here playing with
18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, and he's out here making them look like and easy he's not work. Right? He ain't small. He's not small.
He's like under 6 feet, I think, or around there.
No.
Yeah, I think so too, Sanjay. He's not small, but he's built. Y'all, you look at him. He's built like he's ready for college.
Yeah, he's 6 foot 175.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's all right. He's and then he's only 17, so he's only going to get like
bigger. Yeah, that's bigger. Crazy.
Yeah. So he ain't even got his college body yet. He's getting to it.
Kind of reminds me of, he has like really good short area quickness, like LeSean McCoy, like, you know, his short area quickness. The way he can like go in and out like with the cuts.
Oh yeah, he's quick.
Man. Yeah. He's I want to say like you can tell that motherfucker had been playing a little basketball, bro. You know what I'm saying? That basketball just like
he goes diagonally.
Yeah, he's pretty solid, man. So that game was, I mean, everything it lived up to me. Because, you know, going into the first half, after the first half, I'm like, I don't want to even watch this shit no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a rematch in the playoff between Bama and Georgia.
I hope so.
Hold on. I think Georgia makes the playoffs.
Who's the team? Who's the top five or top six teams?
Let me tell you. All right.
Alabama, Tennessee. I ain't really see Ohio State play, so I don't put them in there, but I hadn't seen them play. I don't think Ohio State and it's somebody else out of the Big Ten. I think the Big Ten is really good.
And it has to be from one from each conference, right? Each champion?
Yeah. So it's basically like the way, if you want to think about it, I think what it is, you're going to get your conference champion. Whoever the runner-up probably is going to get in there in that conference. And so that's going to get you your top eight. I think there's supposed to be one team out of like a MAC school, some school that isn't like really big. Not really big, but not of the Power Four conferences. I think that's like an automatic bid, if I heard correctly.
If you are absolutely correct.
You get an automatic bid. So you don't want to be the 12th team. You don't want to be ranked number, like Ole Miss right now sitting at 12. They'll be the first team out. Mm-hmm.
But they won't necessarily be that. So the way it is like, so you're right about the four automatic bids, like for the big conference. And the last automatic bid is for the non-Power Four conference. Whoever's the highest ranked Power Four conference gets that last bid, right? Their champion, that bid. Now, that bid can either be for the fifth or the 12th spot, depending on their ranking. If they're not ranked, I think they get the 12th spot. And if they're ranked, I think they get the fifth one, if I'm not mistaken. It's something that works like it's either the fifth or 12th spot that they can get.
Yeah. So basically, go ahead, DC, my bad, bro.
No, I'm about to say, I'm going to just go ahead and tell y'all the two teams that I think are going to end up being in that game, in that position. It's going to be either Army or Navy. Those two teams are running that whole. You know,
they're
Army and Navy are neck and neck, both undefeated. They're doing amazing right now. But go ahead, Sam.
But wait, though, that one, if that's the case, you wouldn't see that decided until December during the bowl season because Army don't play Navy until like the second week in December.
So I guess your bid is that, hey, whoever wins that game between them two. Like to DC's point, is going to get that whatever spot, the 12th spot or the 5th spot, depending on wherever they are at the end of the season.
It's more than likely going to be that 12th spot because they're not getting no looks, but they're handing people. They're beating. I actually thought Navy. I didn't know Navy was as good as they are, but they're fucking. Last week I won some money on them. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I think next year they're all going to be in the same conference, man. Army, Navy, and Air Force all are going to be in the same conference. I can't remember which one it was. I don't know if they're going to the American or where they're going.
That's awesome. Go ahead, Sam. My bad.
No, you good, bro. Man, I just, you know, we were talking about top teams here, and I know we spent some time talking about Alabama, Georgia, Texas, but I tell you who really got a shot to run the table in the SEC is Tennessee.
You might have said, I didn't hear you. My bad, brother. But Tennessee, I feel like, is like a dark horse in the conference because right now they're undefeated. They're sitting at 4, and they got a favorable schedule. Their schedule, like, they don't play super complicated, like, hard schedule. They got to play Bama. They got to play Georgia. So, and those games are coming. Too, right? I don't think they they play Texas this year. I don't think they do.
They played Oklahoma.
They already did.
And they handed OU their first conference loss.
And that's how it should be. They should be, all of these newcomers should be getting ill. They shouldn't be walking in.
Yeah, oh, DC, really. DC, that's another L for state, yeah, that Tennessee game.
They do play us. You're right.
In Knoxville, so. yeah, I think Tennessee's got a shot, man. I think their defense, they play really good defense. And their offense, though, I got to see a little bit more because I think their defense played really great in the Oklahoma game. That was the difference between that and the injuries Oklahoma was getting in that game. So I got to see more from their offense, but I think they got a shot.
Wait, hold on. You don't think their offense is good?
No, it's good, but I just haven't seen enough from them this year. To be honest, like, they were beating down on some no-name teams, but you got to think that OU game was defense. That was the name of that game.
It was, but I still thought the offense played well. They ran the ball well.
They scored. Yeah, they were scoring.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't see a weakness in Tennessee. It's hard for me. They're deep on the defensive side. They in all three levels. They can rush the passer. They're good against the run.
Exactly. Defense is solid. Like I said, the offense, I hadn't seen enough. Like, they lit it. Yeah, I think they lit it up. I think they led the nation in scoring the first, like, 3 or 4 weeks. But that's because they were playing, like, out-of-conference teams. They were just blowing them out.
Ole Miss.
Maybe it was Ole Miss. Somebody. Tennessee was up there, too, because Tennessee had scored, like, some ridiculous amount of points. And they played OU. Now, their offense, they were running the ball well, but they weren't really necessarily passing the ball. Like, they weren't clicking like they were when they were running it. So that's why they leaned heavy on the run game in that game.
That's true, man. The run game was good for them. And then, like, that's what they were talking about for the OU game. Make the court. I can't say that man's name. I don't even know how to say it. Whatever. That quarterback.
Nico.
They were trying to say make him throw the ball, but even when you make him throw the ball and make him make plays, bro, he looks fluid. I didn't realize the guy was 6'6". And he's just walking through tackles, stepping up in the pocket, making good throws when he has to. But when the play breaks down, he can move.
He's quick. I think, yeah, like you were saying, I think they're a good overall team. But I think the QB position and the offense has to grow a little bit because they're kind of new, like Sam was saying.
I could say I'm Cole Harley, but I don't know about if I would call him a dark horse, though, necessarily.
In the conference?
But how about Ole Miss losing, though?
Look, guys, I was big on Ole Miss at the beginning of the season.
He's on that dick hard.
I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I live in Oxford. They were handing me, there was girls in milkmaid outfits handing me the Kool-Aid. That being said,
y'all off the building.
If they don't score 15 points in the first half this game against South Carolina today, their hopes are over. All right. I'm not saying that because that's what I'm betting. I'm saying that because a trend I saw in their first four games their first three games was they were scoring. So I want to say, I don't know how many, but if it becomes a defensive game, they're not going to do it. Their offense has to click. They luckily only dropped down to 12. And they can work their way back up. And the only reason I'm still hyped is because, man, when I tell y'all, man, these folks have been depending on a playoff game in Oxford, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? they had been dependent. They were like, hey, man. Now, I ain't going to say dependent, but they were preparing for it. They already knew they were going to be a bowl game. I mean, hosting a game. So now it looks like they're not going to host a game. Hey, we still get the bowl, the egg bowl here. All right? We still got the egg bowl here.
Man, those folks don't give a damn about the egg bowl. They want a national title.
Hey, y'all, the state's about to come to
inspect that egg, dude.
Tell them, Shad, they'll move past the egg bowl. They're like, hey, man, we got
the egg and the pig. Oh, my bad. I'm being a fucking state fan just thinking about the egg bowl. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
I don't even want to win the egg bowl no more, man. I want something more. Shit.
Yeah, it's like win the egg bowl, but it's like we're overlooking that. Like, we want more than an egg bowl, right? It's like, yeah, Shad, I feel you, man. It ain't about winning. It's not just about winning the egg bowl. We got to do more than that.
And I'm tired of it, man. Like,
yeah, man.
I look forward to Royal this season.
The playoffs do look great. They do look like they're going to be great. There's a few teams in here that I think that, I mean, this happens every year. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Notre Dame loses a stupid-ass game, and then they do good the rest of the season. And then the playoff come, and they'll fucking, now that it's not a 4-team playoff, they'll probably get out of the first round, but they're going to disappoint in that second game against some real competition. I'm going to say the same thing about Mizzou. I've been watching a little bit of Mizzou. Mm-hmm. They do not look that good. They don't look that good at all right now. They don't look like the team that I thought they were last year. I'm going to put the imposter tag on Mizzou today. I think they're going to lose to Texas A&M.
Oh. He said I'm imposter.
Actually, they are the underdog for that game. I think what?
I know.
Is it by 2?
2.5. They're going to lose by a field goal. I just don't see it, man. I'm sorry, bro.
All that is home field advantage for Texas A&M.
I mean, a top 9 team wouldn't be. I want to say they just watching them last week. They only won by like 9 the last few games. Man, they don't look like the team that they were last year. They don't look like. It looks like the Luther Burden and the quarterback Brady are not clicking like they used to. And I know what you want to know what they're really missing? That running back they had last year. That's really what they're missing. I think his name is Trader.
Yeah.
The one that they can get a ball to and punch it in. They don't look like they have a great running game this year. That being said, man, I also think Texas is not going to be. They got a long way to go. They do. Now, we talked about Tennessee having a favorable schedule. Texas, in my opinion, has a very favorable schedule, except for the Georgia game.
They don't play Bama this year?
They don't play Bama. I feel like Texas has pretty much the easiest schedule.
Well, here's the thing.
Out of these playoff teams.
If Quinn Ewers comes back, I think they're favored in all the games. Like, yeah. I like Archie, but with Archie, I don't think they're going to be favored in all their games coming up, to be honest with you. I think they struggle.
Yeah, he did, but I agree.
He's good. I'm not going to say he's not good. Archie is good, but Texas will struggle. And as long as he's back there, they're not going to win. They'll struggle those games.
Oh, right. I just realized what time it is, man. Let's get into some NFL real quick, man. How y'all feeling, man? All right, we'll do this. I see the topics, but let's just go on to this. Shad, you can moderate this part because you don't have an NFL team.
Nope, I don't.
All right, here we go. Sanjay, you got the Cowboys. I got the Commanders. Sam, I don't usually. It's like a toss up with you, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Colts, right? Still,
yeah, that's right. Yep.
Colts. Hi. Let's just talk about our three teams, and then how the season you think it is going all around. All right. Let's start with Sam. Colts.
Yeah, man. So the Colts, you know, man, I came into this season with the expectations that the Colts were going to, like, this is Anthony Richardson's rookie year all over again, because he got hurt five games into the season, and he was out the rest of the season. So my expectation was that, hey, he's going to go into this season. This is basically like his rookie year, continuing his rookie campaign, and it's looked like that. He's had some games where he hasn't been quite as sharp. I was watching, what was that, the Pittsburgh game last week. We beat Pittsburgh, but we won because Joe Flacco, our backup, came in there. Old trusty Dusty came in there and kind of sealed the deal with us, kind of came out there and gave us some good two touchdown throws. He looked solid calling the plays, running the plays. We could throw the ball up the field. Anthony Richardson, yeah, man, once he gets hurt, that's the thing I'm worried about right now. He's got hurt last year with the shoulder injury. This year, not like it's a hip injury. And then going into Sunday game, Taylor's out, so he's a healthy scratch. So I don't have any expectations for us to win this week. So I think the rest of this season, guys, like the AFC South outside of the Texans isn't really doing too hot. So I'd say, you know, I probably anticipate us probably winning like 7-8 games this season. You know, we'll probably hang around that 500 ball club this year. It's going to be one of those, like I said, it's another growing pain year for the Colts.
I was only going to say one thing to your rebuttal. Go ahead, Sanjay. My bad.
How long is Richardson out for?
He's out there. I think they're taking it week to week. So,
from what I saw, that's what I was going to say, Sam. Like you said, that you just felt like this is a continuation. How many fucking years is he going to have a continuation of his rookie year? Because, goddamn. He should have learned. You know what I'm saying? He's still playing the same reckless, and he's kind of like he's a little injury prone. I will say that.
What about the play calling? What about somebody made a big point about that? Okay, he got hurt. Then they called a run play again. Isn't that more on the coach?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that again?
That's just kind of.
Yeah.
That's what happened to him last year. That's how he hurt his shoulder. It was kind of like one of those things where I think the play before he hurt his shoulder, he was kind of grimacing a little bit, and then they ran him. And then he got hurt. And then it was like, why the fuck did they just run? Excuse my language. And then it happened again this year, right? It was a play where he ran the ball to the left side. And he kind of did like it was like a spin tackle, like where one guy had him by the hips. It wasn't like a hip drop. It was just a spin. And another guy was coming in to tackle him. So he kind of lands and he's like holding his hip a little bit. And then the next play is actually him, like the coordinator, like the head coach calls a play to where he keeps the ball. I'm like, no, bro, you need to hand that thing off. Like, nobody, I'm just pissed off. Like, none of the coaching staff was just like, no, we probably should just hand the ball off to Taylor. But either way,
do a power run, like a traditional run.
Yeah, they just should have did a traditional run. Like, they should have gotten a pistol and handed it off. But just to kind of wrap up the Colts, like I said, this is it, DC, to answer your question. This is all he gets. Like, he only played 5 games last year. So I'm like, he's got to still kind of learn the things, and I'm hoping he'll get through that hump this year, however many games he chooses to play. But next year, the gloves are on.
But Sam, I got a question of how – I know he answered it, but how worried are you that he has these buildup of injuries over the last – this year and last year? This could be a continuous thing, and he would never get to, like, I guess his ceiling?
That's a concern. That is a legitimate concern, Shad, and I have it. I'm starting to get those concerns. I think it all really depends on how long he's out. If he's out for, like, the next 2 weeks, okay, and then he comes back and plays the rest of the season, I probably won't be worried. But if the injury is going to be nagging throughout the rest of this season, I'll have concerns.
I would rather have those big injuries while I'm out than these little injuries that just nag you the whole year. Because it affects the way you're going to play, man.
Right, right.
So,
Sanjay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about them Cowboys, man.
What about them, man? They're beaten down, broken, injured.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you, Sanjay. How do you feel about the injuries? Like, You got your defense on your pass rusher. He's hurt. Don't you have a linebacker or somebody else that's hurt?
Both starting DNs are injured.
Right,
Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. Yeah. Marcus Lawrence, I think, is out for like 4 to 8 weeks. 8 weeks, he like broke his foot or something like that. Parsons out with a high ankle sprain. So, and the defense was like already struggling, you know. They did okay with Giants, but, you know, that's kind of the Giants, you know, they're not a great team. So, I don't know. And plus, we lost Brandon Cooks. So, there's a lot of injuries. So, I don't know how the whole team's going to, you know, show up against Pittsburgh, which is surprisingly a good team. I think if they're able to run the ball. I mean, like, when the season started, nobody expected Pittsburgh to be besides Cam. But you know what? They're, what, 3-1? They'll be 3-2 by Sunday, because I think Cowboys still going to pull it off. It's not like Pittsburgh is a high-scoring team, so I think they can at least match some points with them. And I think Dak is a better QB, so going to beat the Pittsburgh. And maybe they, you know, they got another couple of tough games, 49ers and Detroit coming up too. So they need to, you know, win at least one out of the next three games to stay, you know, float in the season. And, you know, awesome. Fucking Jerry just talking nonsense. Like, he doesn't want to make moves, doesn't want to improve any of the areas. He just thinks it's okay. And, you know, if the owner doesn't change who's the GM, then you really can't do nothing about it.
Y'all going to be a lot better when Jerry Jones dies, but
whoa.
Damn, Shaq.
I don't know. His son is kind of helping out, and he's the same. He's actually the more cheaper dude.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think his son makes
more decisions now than Jerry. He's always talking about the future. You know, the future, this future. Like, every year is the future, you know. It's never about, like, what do you got to do this season?
It's never about right now.
You don't lead to win Super Bowls where your team worth $5 billion. Most valuable team in the world. Not in America, the world.
So, and that's something that, and they're okay with this controversy because it gets them rating. I mean, it's like a whole, it's more about marketing. It's more about business than football.
But the question I want to ask you, how are you feeling about Dak's play this year since he got paid and CeeDee Lamb's play? Are you pleased with them, with the money that y'all gave him?
The money was market rate. They should have paid the money earlier, you know. You know, you knew what the range was going to be. You should have done it before, you know, free agency started, so you could have improved the team. Because, you know, when you extend those contracts and prorate it, you know, it brings down the cap hit and it frees up money. So if you're actually building the team and trying to do it the right way, you know, that's what you would do. But if you want publicity, you know, you would stall out the contracts, you know, talk about it, get the ratings, and, you know, get more TV ratings and for Stephen A. and First Take to talk about every day. So that's the difference. Like, I think the contracts are okay, but, like, it's too late, you know. You could have gotten better players to help you out on defense, cornerback. You knew Diggs was coming off ACL. Like, you need another corner to help you out. You know, you should have signed Stephen Gilmore instead of going let him go to the Vikings right now, because you lost Bland, who is, like, another, you know, solid cornerback. Just, like, bad decisions kind of biting you in the butt right now.
Well, like I said, you'd be better off than Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
But I think we gotta get the last person in, ain't we? The Commanders.
Fellas, before we start.
I know the people out here listening can't see the smile that just came across DC's face when I started talking about the Commanders. That,
I just need y'all to know, man. This was expected, but y'all need to know, man. NFC East got there's a new hot girl. There's a new hot chick in the high school, the NFC East right now. And everybody wants a touch. Everybody wants a little bit of her. You know what I'm saying?
She can dance. She can move.
We got some ass. We got some tits. We doing it. Everybody wants a little bit of these Commanders. And I've been here from the beginning. I've been here since they were the Redskins. I've been here when we were the football team, you know what I'm saying? Just remember that. I'm not going nowhere, but I will say this. It needs to stop, all right? I'm used to us being, you know how they come out with a weekly ranking? We'll be at like 28, 25 highest. These motherfuckers got it said like top 10 now. Something needs to stop. I love that Jaden Daniels is getting everything that he's getting. I love that the team is doing great. but we got to keep it level-headed. We got to go into every game as an underdog. I love that Bengals win 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a good
team. That game right there was a statement game.
That was big, Matt. Yeah.
That was big. That was
a big game.
But I'm going to say clearly, like, Jaden Daniels is probably one of the best picks in the draft last year. I thought he was a better quarterback in the class, that Caleb Williams was not that good. I feel like when he got off the board, I think the real quarterback got picked next. And Washington did a great job at picking him. I don't say the Bears were an idiot for picking Caleb Williams. I think he's that guy. And I know you might be a little upset where y'all at the rankings, like being highlighted, but I think it's well deserved, dude. Like,
oh, I think it's deserved too, but I'm saying don't let them feed us nothing. You know what I'm saying? Eat ourselves. You know what I'm saying? keep it going. Don't let that get to our heads.
Schedule is going to get harder. It's just starting. Your schedule is about to get harder, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we still got to play y'all. That's easy. We still got to play.
You got to play us definitely.
Those sound like fighting words right there.
We still got to play.
Like, usually, Washington and Dallas usually split 1-1. Well, for the most part.
We swept. We got swept by them last year, but 2 years ago we split with them.
1-1.
Yeah, so don't worry. You know, I'm hyped. I already ordered my jersey. Hopefully, it's here by next Sunday. We play the Saints this year. I'm going to a game, so I'm very excited. But I'm trying to keep a level head.
Projecting them to be division winners?
Oh, dude, I was just about to ask that. Now, I wasn't going to ask division, but I was going to, like, what do you think?
What's your ranking on them finishing?
I'm going to say this right now. Looking at our – we play the Browns this week, and then we play the Ravens next. Panthers, Bears. All right, hold on. Browns – I'm a little high on the Browns game. I think we're going to lose that game. So 3-3 after next week, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3 as we play the Steelers. It all depends on, as far as the division goes, I think it all depends on not us. It doesn't depend on us. It depends on Eagles. They're missing their two wide receivers. They got literally a quarterback, a tight end, and a running back. You know what I'm saying? Like, their namesake. Let me say it like that. Is A.J. Brown going to be healthy by the week we play the Eagles? Cowboys, you know, Thanksgiving. I want to beat them. And it's at home. That's a home game. I want to beat them bad at home that year. That's a game right before Thanksgiving. I think we should. I don't know, man. I want us to be the win the division, but if we don't, I ain't gonna be mad at it. I will say, y'all interrupt me. I have to give props to Jaden Daniels, not because of his tenacity, but I just found out that Jaden Daniels last year before he won the Heisman, a company approached him, and it was a VR company, and they were like, hey, man, we want you to test this product out. And he bought into this product, and it's basically like they put him in. It was actually before the Mississippi State game where he tore our ass up. It basically is a VR system. You're in the stadium. You have all the sounds of the stadium. The company goes to the stadium, uploads everything. So for the Mississippi State They had the fucking cowbells and everything ready for them. They upload all that team's plays that they have ran and all of his team's plays. And basically, they said that he's been getting an extra 100 reps, you know what I'm saying, that are not taxing his body. And that's why they think that he's been doing so much better. He's reading the offense. It's like basically studying film without actually.
He's prepping, yeah, extra prep.
Prep that's not in, and he has no problem. He's signed on as an ambassador for this company. I think the, hold on, let me see, we are our company.
So he's doing virtual film sessions, basically, but he's on the field doing the film session.
Yeah. No. He's in a room at his house.
No, I'm talking about virtually. He's on the field. Like, he might be in a room at his house, but he's on the field. He's seeing them. He's doing a film session. Like, he's actually in the game. He's probably able to, like, stop and look, like, how they set up, where they're moving linebackers to, and, like, oh, man, yeah, he's doing some, like, that's some accelerated learning right there, dude. Can you, and, like, you ain't in practice either. You ain't got to, like, you know what I'm saying?
So this company, it was a German flight simulator company that turned to, like, sports simulator and getting them ready. I'm all for it, bro. I'm all for it.
Another way to make the money.
You can see that it's helped him. Because I mean, I'm loving what I'm seeing, bro. I know I was a little humble and a little. I'm loving it though, bro. They're throwing, you know, like I said, Bengals game. I didn't really watch that Cardinals game last week, but I knew we were the underdog going into it, and I knew that we were gonna win that game because of the Cliff Kingsbury thing, him being their head coach at one point. But that
all the Bengals been a sorry team,
huh?
Like, Rick, I mean Washington Commanders, y'all have a first, what do you call it, last place schedule, so it is an easy start.
I wouldn't say that though, bro. Because I mean, we still playing. All right, Buccaneers. Our first game was a playoff team. Bengals.
Okay. Yeah,
Browns a playoff team this week. Ravens were a playoff team. Eagles, Cowboys playoff teams. Saints playoff team. I mean, I'm not really. I'm not going to let you do that. You're not going to do that. Matter of fact, get your wins up before you talk to us like that. All right.
When we win, enjoy your moment.
Oh, man. He said enjoy. All right, but
I'll let you hear that.
I appreciate it. Any big surprises for you guys this NFL season? As of right now, I know. I mean, have we talked about it?
Injuries, like 49ers being down, you know, some teams being down.
Let's do this. Is it not like last chance you-ish going on with the fucking Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold? These two motherfuckers and Andy Dalton?
Yeah. Yeah.
These trailblazing-ass quarterbacks? And
yeah. Hold on.
First of all, Andy Dalton was a starter for a long time.
Yeah, let's not forget that. He was a playoff caliber quarterback in Cincinnati.
Like, okay, now Sam Darnold, on the other hand, I don't feel like
he never had
a fair shake in wherever he went. The Jets ruined him. South Carolina made it worse. And I think he's in a place where he can, like, really, because he's been so bad, he landed in a place that he can do well. That has a team around him, and he's able to shine. What's the other guy's name? That's starting. It's just like Geno. Once again, what was the organization that ruined his career? Starting off, the goddamn Jets.
That's a good point, Shad. You making some good points here, brother.
Everybody that has played for the Jets drafted the quarterback, they have ruined their career.
Didn't Sam Darnold play for the Jets too?
Yeah, yes. He was drafted by the Jets.
He was drafted to replace who?
Huh?
He was drafted to replace Wilson.
No, Sam Darnold and then Zach Wilson.
And look, Zach Wilson is actually a hot commodity right now as a backup quarterback. A lot of teams have been calling about him to the Broncos.
Man, I just think the organizations have ruined those guys and like ruined their reputation. And
I think because you got to start early. Like those QBs they got a little bit better because they failed, you know, 3-4 seasons, and you know they learned a lot of stuff. Well,
no, I don't even think it's good. In those 3-4 seasons, you basically like. Your NFL career is probably like 3 years, dog, at max, right? Your average NFL career is 3 years, so you in and out. So you just ruin their earning potential because they're on bad teams, badly, poorly managed. And it's the same thing that's happened to Bryce Young in fucking South Carolina. I think it's just bad management. Now, where Andy Dalton has an advantage, he's been in the league for a while. He knows what he's doing. Like when you throw these young guys, I don't think it's fair in a bad organization. Like I don't think it's fair. Like they shouldn't be allowed to pick a quarterback in the first round. Because you're gonna fuck them up.
I mean, same thing with Sam Darnold. He was with 49ers. He was with Carolina. He was with a few different teams. Like moving around, like learning different coaches and different teams. I think helped him out.
I think Sam Darnold was good. Let's see. I just think that his reputation got ruined while he was at the Jets, and it followed him, and he was unable to do – like, I think it put in his head he couldn't do it, right? I think finally he's got out of that, like, depression, to like, stage, and he's coming alive there. And he just took advantage of his opportunity in Minnesota. Same thing for Geno. Geno just took advantage of the opportunity he had in Seattle. That was all. Like – even Baker Mayfield, I feel like, is in that same boat, too. Like, with Tampa, like, they are finding these guys that were drafted number one overall, number two overall, to these sucky-ass teams that basically messed up their growth. And then they're going to places where they have a structure around them to play. Like, look at the organizations they're playing for. These are
That makes a huge difference. Yeah,
Makes a huge difference.
They grew as players too because they were like doing turnovers, making mistakes. Like experience also makes you better too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But also, when Baker Mayfield was the fucking quarterback of the fucking
Browns,
right?
Oh, he wasn't.
And he actually had a good season with them. He had a better season than Watson.
Yeah, Watson sucks, man. Watson, I don't know what he's been doing, man, but he is not. He's trash. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You want to know what I want to say? This sounds real fucked up. Hey, I'm so glad he's not on that. There's a little video on Prime, the evolution of black quarterback. I'm so glad he's not on that motherfucker, man. Because he don't need to be on that motherfucker, man. We don't need a Diddy of NFL to be on that motherfucker at all.
Oh, man. You're so wrong.
God damn, boy. He got the money, and now he said, I don't got to do nothing.
Yeah. He'll be gone next year if he doesn't perform this year, though. He's going to have to, like, do something.
Just kept with Flacco. Flacco was doing good.
Yeah, Flacco is showing y'all, man. Like with the Colts, man, all he needs is a chance.
Yeah.
What's the point of you don't need to keep like I understand y'all put this money in these quarterbacks, Watson. Y'all put this money in these quarterbacks, Richardson. I mean, he's on a rookie contract, but you ain't got to rush these folks back from injury. You know what I'm saying? When you have this this quarterback who's showing y'all, hey, man, I got a rifle. I still got it in my arm.
I will say this. Flacco's been – he's good. He just gotten older, man. That's the only thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. They still good. And it's older guys. That's all it is. Older guys. Really? Now, when he was getting paid, I felt like he was trying to play it safe. I think all the players play it safe when they get paid. They don't try to do too much. Same thing happened to Flacco. He wasn't trying to do too much in Baltimore when he got that big-ass contract. And then you just see they phase his ass out. Now he's a backup, and then he gets his opportunity. I feel like he's hungry again to show that he's still – and he's an older guy, so he's still trying to show that he can be out here and, like, play with these young dudes. But you, it's like playing an old man in basketball, bro. Like, nigga, I know you good. Like, this is all you do. I see you at the court every day.
They got also, man, they be trying to show people – he's trying to show – hey, man, he won a ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he won a ring. He did. I think he still got something to prove that, you know, that he's not a fluke or like just a game manager, I guess.
Yeah. I will say my last little thing for the NFL before we get to politics, because I know we got to get ready to be done. NFL season has been a little crazy. I love what we saw from them. The Bills, up until last week, I was like, oh, I was Josh Allen MVP. I was like, this motherfucker is doing some shit with nothing. He's making water out of wine. I mean, he's making wine out of water over there. And then they went down to Baltimore, and Baltimore ran all over them. Injuries, that's something that was a topic. You're right, Sanjay. Injuries have been plaguing this whole league this year. And I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. They didn't add an extra game to the season. You know what I'm saying? So.
They need to have two bye weeks if they're going to expand.
Yeah. And a bigger roster. They're going to have to do something, bro. They're going to have to do something.
You got
to
make the roster bigger, two bye weeks.
Real soon. Last but not least, guys, we'll do this, man. We got a month left, exactly to the date, before we are voting for our next president.
The whole government.
Basically, how do y'all feel? What are y'all looking at? I'm gonna start off. I don't know what Trump has been doing lately. I think he's been turning down to crazy a little bit. And I don't know if that's because, you know, he sees them gaining on him. But I listened to him talk the other day. I was like, who is this man? I'm not buying a Kool-Aid or nothing like that, but I'm just saying. I feel like he's, you know, even with that fucking VP debate, it was so fucking respectful.
Normal respect. Yeah. Oh, my
because God. Donald Trump wasn't on it.
Yeah, so. But I also feel like.
Stay on topic and talk about it.
I've been listening to a little Donald Trump lately, his little rallies. And they've been getting mad at him. You know what I'm saying? His own people been like, what the fuck? Because he's not spewing out the rhetoric. He's not spewing out the crazy. I heard, I want to say after that second, you know, they've been trying to take Donald out. You know what I'm saying? And after that, after they found that guy with the bushes and, you know, he was up there complimenting Kamala. And I'm like, oh, man. Does he have is he a human being in there? I still don't want him to win, but is he a human being in there? So that's all I had to say. Like, and I'm with y'all, man. Sam, you're our resident political analysis analyst. I said analysis, analyst. How do you feel, Sam?
Well, I thought that resonant. I thought that was Sanjay and Shad who held that title.
I feel like you're more sensible. Let's say it like that. Like
what?
Sure, I get it. Voice of Reason, kind of more even keel. Yeah. On the thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man, DC. That's a.
You mean sounds more like a politician?
Yeah. You know what? It's more like. You know, it's very interesting. You bring up an interesting point because it's like right now, this is the least amount of like we've heard from Donald Trump in like the last 8 years. It's like it's been really quiet since that second assassination attempt that tried to happen when he was down in Florida. And I don't know if just the reality clicked for that man to be like, you know what, I might need to tone it down a little bit. Like, if people out here trying to hit me, like, if their hits out on me, yeah, I may need to take it. He may have gotten some advice from somebody. I don't know if he's got, like, close advisors or whoever it is. But somebody in this camp's getting to him and letting him know, hey, man, you got to tone it down. Like,
what are
like,
you talking about? He's still lying about, like, the theme.
I'm not saying he's not doing that. But what I'm saying is that, obviously, I think the headlines was so, like, look what Donald Trump said. Look what it was so much of that for so long. And right now, it's been the quietest it's ever been. Not saying that he's not still doing what he's doing. I think it's just been as quiet. And I think also, too, it's just the nature of that. I think this election is so, I don't want to say it's in the balance, but I think there's been a big focus this election on the moderate voters, the people who are swing voters. And mm-hmm. I think that's starting to come into play with, I think, both candidates. I think Donald's. His camp is starting to realize, hey, man, look, that's what it's gonna come down to. It's like, how do these moderate voters feel about both of these candidates? And if you're out here doing the same thing that, you know, you've been doing the same spew that you've been doing the last 8 years, Donald, you don't have a chance to win at all. And, you know, like I said, I think it's somebody in this camp that's finally getting around to him. That's probably why you're seeing him speak a little bit more cordially. He's toned it down just a little bit. You know, I think it's just not the same Donald that we've seen over the past year, I'd say. But I'd say as far as the VP debate, I was watching. I got home or back to the hotel from traveling, or not to the hotel. We were out traveling. So I made it back to the hotel and I turned it on. I caught the last 30 minutes of it. Y'all, that was the most cordial debate I've seen in a long time. Like, both of these guys, they, like, even if Vance or Walt spoke, like, it was, like, nobody was cutting nobody off, right? It seemed like there was, like, this mutual respect between both the candidates. And I liked the way that it was able to be handled because both of the people speaking or debating was willing to let the other person speak and not interrupt them. So it was a little unique. I felt like... I don't know, guys. You know, it's going to be an interesting election. I'm definitely going to be keyed in, glued in, watching the results because I'm curious to see. Like I said, it's really coming down to the swing voters in the swing states. I think Pennsylvania is going to be a big state for the swing. I think a lot of people are anticipating that. You know, obviously Michigan's always up there, but I think Michigan's probably starting to lean more towards Kamala. And we'll see. I think this is going to be an interesting debate. I mean, not debate, but an interesting election. And also, too, the other thing, too, y'all realize that anytime, you know, the Democrats had a person of color, a black person on the ballot, they never lost. So we're going to see if Kamala can continue to hold that mantle up. So, yeah, that's my spiel.
All right, Chad and Sanjay, y'all got anything to say about it?
I'll let Sanjay go.
I think the race is like from most of the polling, they show it's like a tie, you know, statistically, no matter what's happening, you know, across the all the from the natural disasters to the foreign affairs and all this stuff. But, you know, even during the VP debate, like, I mean, they were good, but what about the substance, you know? What about that, you know, like the policies and stuff like that? Like, the dude lied about like he wasn't for national abortion ban. He pretty much twisted and contorted like a lot of his stances. He basically called Donald Trump Hitler, you know, 2016. Now he's like, you know, sucking up to him. Then he also believed that, you know, on what do you call it, 2020, that, you know, that Donald Trump didn't lose the election. So he'll say whatever he needs to say to, you know, look right or to appease. But behind the scene, you know, he's a liar. You can't trust that dude. He's there only for power, and he's, I think, kind of planning for after Donald Trump, you know, to be the next leader. So, and watch out on Wentz. I think, I mean, it's a dead even heat, so I think, you know, you need all the support you can do. She's doing very well with, like, all types of women, but her support among men is a lot less. Even, like, African-American and Latino men, like, Obama had, like, around 90%. He's, like, around 55 or 60%. So, I mean, there's, like, a lot of gender discrepancies. So I think that's causing, like, the dead even heat in the race overall. But I think she's leading in a lot of the, you know, the major states, like Sam said, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. You know, those are, like, the three states of Democrats and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
If they win those three states, they pretty much win the election. But I think she has a bigger roadmap. She can contend in, what do you call, North Carolina. You know, she's pretty close with that crazy governor. Georgia, I think she's a little bit behind. But Arizona and Nevada is another place she could have.
What do you mean crazy governor?
Not governor, but what is he?
No, you're right.
Is he the lieutenant?
Yeah,
lieutenant governor. Yeah,
lieutenant governor. I'm about to say, yeah, because the governor, it was actually, you know,
pretty good. Yeah, Roy Cooper.
Yeah, he's trying to do his thing, but he can't lead his state, or else they're gonna try to take it from him. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I feel you. But
like another thing they said, like Donald Trump, like he's the outreach with podcasts and stuff. You know, like the way people listen to news and stuff also is changing. So, like, figure out a way to different outreach.
Okay. So, I got one last thing from you guys. One last thing. How are y'all doing, man? How is life for you guys, man? I feel like it's been a month. We haven't talked too much. Where are y'all at?
Man, I'm doing good. I mean, I'm moving along on my projects and stuff. My PM was out, so I got a little bit more responsibility at work, trying to lead on some projects. So getting settled in with the new company, so that's kind of going good. As far as personally, I'm doing pretty good. Trying to plan some trips. Might go to India, I think, towards the end of the year. Looking at some tickets. I'm thinking about some football games for maybe Thanksgiving for Ole Miss. Might go down. Come down to Oxford for that.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Let me make sure I don't know what time that game is. Let me make sure I work that morning. Chad, how you doing, bro?
Man, I don't even know how to start. Work's been fucking stressful lately, dude. I've had projects after projects, and it's just been... It's been work. It's been moving along, so I can't complain. But like, it's definitely been stressful the last couple of weeks, and dealing with some things. But I'm working my way through it, though. Working my way through
these projects
and getting them done, man. I think I'm learning. I got to pull back some, not be so passionate about it.
You know,
I feel a ways when I feel like I got to pull back from a project. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's all I got, bro.
How about you, Sam? You good?
Yeah, brothers, I've been good. You know, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy few weeks. Been a crazy summer. Been real busy with work. A lot of traveling. Just a lot of projects going on. I'm very thankful. I do need a vacation. So I'm trying to plan something, here pretty soon here, but, it's been a grind, man. Look, the year's starting to wind down, starting to get fall ish. So either I may plan a trip. I may still fly down to Florida. I'm down there a lot for work. So I may fly down there if I want some warm weather, but I'm also not anti like Salt Lake City. Like I would love to like start snowboarding soon. So I'm trying to figure out the time of year I want to go. It all depends on when I go. I want to try something new. Go out west.
Call May Sam.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man.
Right.
You know, well, that will be dope, bro. Maybe do a trip to Boston. It might be too cold up there, though.
I ain't going to Boston, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah. But I'm good. I'm good. All things considered, man. Just, you know, thinking about everything that's been going on, natural disasters in Asheville, North Carolina, just hearing how bad things are up there and just for other people, too. But I know that area's been hit pretty bad with all the mudslides and the flooding. So, you know, definitely just keeping the right perspective and just thankful that to be on this side of the earth.
All right then, man. I like to hear that. I like to hear it a lot, man. I've been all right also, and I feel you, man. The comedy has been working out for your boy a little bit, but work is not. Work is getting on my nerves, man. I just got off of vacation myself, which is a week. I don't really call it a vacation. It was a workcation, in my opinion. Because I use my vacation time to do the comedy on the side. You know what I'm saying? And leaving that to come back to get my ass worked to death at work, there was no point in going on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of taking your time off if you're going to get burned out immediately the first week back? You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to go be okay for a few days. You know what I'm saying? And then come back. So, I don't know. But besides that, man, life is good, man. God is good all the time.
Hey, DC, for me and you, it sound like it's about time for a change, my boy.
Hey, man, we need some funding, man. Let's start. Let's do something. Let's get out of there, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I need to. And that's what I'm going to tell you guys, man. I've been there. I didn't realize I've been there 5 years. And I've enjoyed every year of it. But I think it's getting to that point where it's like, all right, I've done all I can do.
Felt. Major felt. I feel that, bro.
It might just be that time. You know what I mean? Like, I hate to leave the place because, like, they become, like, family, but I don't know how much more growing I can do there either. Like, just seriously, like, thinking about it.
Amen. It's like, yeah. At this point, it's like, y'all going to need to start paying me to develop. Like, because I've developed other managers. You know what I'm saying? I've done more than your DM, you know? So, I don't know. I feel you, bro. I feel you, man. Hey, keep your head up, though, Shad. Keep it up. All y'all, Sanjay, Sam, y'all keep y'all heads up.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I love y'all, man. I
love you too, bro. Man, love y'all.
For sure.
Love you too, man.
Hey, I love having this conversation with y'all, but it is 11 o'clock. We've been doing it for long enough, and NCAA football has just started. That means we need to end and get this uploaded, man. Hopefully we can do it within the next month, man. Y'all be blessed. Thank y'all for listening to us. Hey, guys, one more question. Are we still planning on going to the Mizzou game? Are we still
trying to go to that
game? What is that?
I think that's the it's the last game before the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get to it. I'm gonna try.
Yeah, November 23rd.
It's at home, right?
It's at home.
Yeah, I'm thinking I get some tickets then. I get a ticket. Or at least see. If y'all wanna go, we'll just look and see.
Let's try to get there, man. Let's invite if you're listening. Yeah, find us. We're trying to get there, man. Thank y'all for listening. My name is Eric. I'm here with Shad, Sam, Sanjay. Bless up. Y'all, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next time.
Yeah.
End of quarter.
Boy.
All right, cool. Oh, my God.
I don't know how to end it, bro.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. I said, I don't know how to end it.
Well, you got a pause break in there anyway, so it really don't matter.
Yeah, I'm good no matter what. But boy, Chad, you hit it on the nail, boy. I'm over this bitch like, God damn. Look, they said a motherfucking manager walked up. I didn't get my schedule till 8 o'clock on Sunday, right? Yeah. I'm just knowing I'm closing Monday night. So I was like, man, I can get home 2 a.m. I can sleep in. No, I had to be at work at motherfucking 7 a.m. I done worked every morning this week, not got no fucking rest. I'm exhausted Monday through Saturday because y'all don't want to do your jobs and fucking schedule accordingly. And what I told somebody the other day, I said, man, I've been here a long time. We ain't never been this fucked. And you ain't never felt this fucked before at that job. So now I'm just like, all right, let me start looking. I need to actively be looking. Like, I'd be looking for a little bit, and then I stop looking. You know what I'm saying? And I need to. So.
Ooh, wee. Man, what? I didn't know SMU was 4-1.
Who?
SMU.
Yeah, they kind of suck, though. Now that you said that, I need to put that damn Texas A&M game on.
You got a bye week.
Man, they're playing Louisville right now. The game just started.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention this, but the NBA preseason started. NBA is starting soon.
I know you over there. LeBron James.
Nobody came out of the preseason. You know NBA ain't good to the playoffs.
Man,
it was like, what? I actually
watch it.
Like,
I don't watch it, bro. They were to talk about Bronny's first. I saw the thing. He says Bronny's first points as a Laker, and I was just like,
yeah. And it came.
I don't care about that. I was just like trying to see the team.
You saw that?
Huh?
It came late in the fourth quarter. It was already like 120 something to like 100 and something else. It was like,
oh no,
why is this? Yeah, man, I was like, why is this news? Like,
he's LeBron James' son. That's why.
Jeez, man.
He should have went back to school. And I'm gonna keep saying this. He should be on the way to contract. If he ain't in school, he's gonna go
to the G League. He's gonna play one game, you know, do the whole ceremony of, you know, starting one game with LeBron, and then he's gonna be in the G League.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, Bronny ain't it. Now they look his little brother Bryce.
Oh, Bryce gonna be the truth, bro.
Bryce the truth. Like they pushing Bronny, but Bronny ain't it. He ain't it. He might got all the skills. I know Gilbert Arenas speaks highly of him on his little podcast or whatever. But man, what we seeing, what he putting out ain't what he's talking about. You see what I'm saying?
I think you're right, Chad. He's like definitely undeveloped. Like he should have stayed a year or more, like maybe at least 2 years.
He probably played all 4 years, to be honest with you. Like, there's no development. He's not that. He's not that guy. Like he wants to be like his dad. He just ain't got. He ain't got the.
He doesn't have the style of skill set. Like, you know,
ain't got the. I don't know what it is. He just ain't got it. He ain't the dog.
Hey, but he had some block shots. He blocked some shots like LeBron. Like, you know, the backboard, like, you know, somebody trying to dunk.
He going to have to
find he's pretty decent. A perimeter player.
Yeah, but he's short. He's what, 6'1", 6'1",
6'2"? I know, but he's like a pesky, you know, he's kind of like, you know, not Pat Beverly, but like, you know, he still plays defense for what he is.
Yeah.
If his shots, you know, it takes a little while to gain the confidence. Now, if he becomes a better shooter, you know.
It's crazy because they had the highlight. Yeah, he could be a good role player. But I was thinking about the highlight they had him guarding his other guy, like the photo. And then it's like, oh, whoever he was went off for like almost 30 points in the same game. He was guarding. I was like, bro, that is not a good look when you on the pitcher like this, you guarding the nigga and he taking you to the hole.
You guarded the
NBA gonna get cooked. Everyone gets cooked in the NBA.
Not me, my boy. I got a pure shot.
Hey, man, you got, you know.
Do you remember playing in front of your remember you had the court, the little basketball goal?
In front of my house, in front of the house over in the Martin.
Yeah. No, the Lakeside. Man, not Lakeside, but
London Dunk Dummy. London Dunk Dummy, man.
No. Oh, yeah.
Dude, man. Lil Dog was pretty good too. Skyler, he was pretty good at
that motherfucker. That's because he was really good at that damn court. That motherfucker knew exactly where to throw
the he knew all the areas.
You'd be like, that motherfucker don't play like that. man, let me order my damn pizza, bro.
Let me get up here and finish packing, guys. I got a long trip today.
Hey, be safe, man.
Yeah, when you come back, man.
Monday, man. It's just a turnaround trip, dude.
I don't wish that for nobody, bro. That trip longer than a motherfucker.
The flights were so too expensive for me. Like, and then like I was just like, nah, I'll just drive. I can save that money. You know what I mean? Because usually I would just fly. And I was trying to get a flight out of Columbus to make it easier. But shit, them dudes were like high as hell.
It's cheaper, man.
It's cheaper to go like east.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, man, it might be cheaper. You could go straight to Memphis and then try to fly to that joint. Then to try to go to Columbus to another airport, then to Dallas.
Man, look, let me tell you, the Houston, man.
Going to Houston.
Yeah, so I'm going to take this 9.5-hour drive. We'll stop somewhere in Louisiana. I'm just glad LSU ain't playing this weekend. And I'm going to ease on in, bro. I'm finished packing up. I should be out of here by like 1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere around in there. And I'll get there like tonight.
Get you some good road snack, dude. Some coffee. Some good snack.
I don't do no coffee, man. I just know my ass is gonna be like this.
Boy.
Dude, you need some caffeine. Coke or keep a little bit of caffeine with you.
I don't give me a 5-hour, man, but I'm only listening to podcasts. This
shit is bad for you, dude.
And
5 hours, there's like heart complications, like
look, I know. I know, but you know what, bro? It is what it is. But I didn't want to.
They have some other ones. I don't know if you like. They got like organic ones or different ones. You know, from different companies. You can switch it up. You can still get the energy shots one, but switch it up.
Yeah. For sure.
What are you about to say, Sam? Chat.
I'm about to get on up. Get on down, man. Honestly.
Sam, you about to go play some golf?
And then. It might work real good, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It might work, what? Bro.
That might work real good. Shit. I hope the sound quality sounds good.
Oh, you mean your mic? Yeah, it did, man.
But
yeah. Sam, you playing some golf?
Yeah, bro. I'm waiting on you, man. I'm waiting on you to invite me to Atlanta so I can come play it.
I told you to come down, but you said you were too tired. Said you've been too many business.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend.
I can't come down, man.
Well, I'm waiting on another invite, my boy. I just need you to tell me, hey, man, come on down again.
All right.
Late October.
I found a nice little range, dude. There's a good little range, not too close by my place.
Okay.
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, let me know. And let me know what weekend. Like, I'm traveling next weekend, but let me know if the next couple weekends in October work for you. I'll swing on down there, bro. Hang out with you for a weekend.
Come on down, Sam.
Oh, God. Man, when am I going to be invited? Oh, no.
Oh, come on down too, DC. Bring some golf clothes.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to play golf no more.
I don't either. After I lost that damn 3-wood, I don't want to play no more.
Yeah, you lost the, instead of the ball, the club went.
Hey, man, I swung. I got that bitch like a foot from the hole, but that boy was gone, man. I don't know what happened to the hole.
And we saw that motherfucker, bro. The funniest part was we saw it flying, but it was just like it flew so slowly. But I don't know how we lost that motherfucker, bro. It was just us watching it fly. I'm like, holy shit, like.
Man, I'm convinced that it hit it had to get in that truck bed. I'm convinced it was.
Hell yeah.
Oh shoot, bro.
DC was watching the club and I was watching the ball. Was like,
okay. I'm over here like,
I'm gonna need y'all to learn how to play golf, man. I need.
Hey, right, Sam, remember when I hit the ball and the fucking hit the driver?
Oh yeah, bro, you broke the
I broke the fucking rental driver.
You was it in Nashville when we were in Nashville? We had the Loving Clubs.
Yeah. Oh, Sanjay was there. Sanjay was there. Bro, man, look, man, we need to get the fuck together, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, if y'all want to do a in-house pod, like where we do it, I know a place here that does like. It's a friend of mine. He owns a podcast studio.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do that. Yeah, man, we can go play that nine hole. We can go play that nine course.
No, we ain't going back there, bro. We ain't going back there,
bro.
It was a nice one, but I know a better one.
Okay,
right outside of town. Yeah, Mallard Point is beautiful. I need to take my hair out and get it redone, bro. I fucking did not take care of it while I was in fucking Texas. Oh yeah, Texas A&M. Hell yeah! Everybody was on fucking Mizzou today.
did you get some bet-ins?
I did. I'm only on football from now on. I'm doing no more than three legs. On NFL, I do a teaser and no more than a three-legger for real money. I mean, for like on regular odds. Mm. Where's Navy at? Oh, shit. I did Navy to score 10.5 in the first half.
Yeah.
Texas A&M just to win and then under 65 in the Pittsburgh-North Carolina game.
So. That sounds really good.
But I need that little money, bro.
I feel you. But I don't holler at y'all, fellas, man. I love y'all.
I love you too, bro. Okay.
Man, I
love y'all, man.
I see y'all, bro.
Bye, man.
All right, bro.
All right, y'all.
Good luck, Sam.
Sam, and enjoy it, man. Hey. I do hope you get that
place. Oh, yeah, DC, bro. Me and you play against Appreciate fantasy, you, so I hate you.
We play this week?
I think it's my league.
I'm about to be honest with you, Sanjay. I wasn't joking. I think I got y'all league in the bag, bro.
I mean, you got a good team.
I got a good team, but then I also, in my opinion, wasn't nobody. I wouldn't have picked up the best defensive players in the league. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're going to have to switch them out. I mean, based on, you know, injuries and matchup, but I'll see. Let's see how it goes. Good luck, man.
Good luck, fellas. Love y'all, man. Y'all be blessed, all right?
Yes, sir. Love you too, man. Love y'all. Peace.
Love you too.